At the top of the news this evening, in his Wednesday audience, Pope Benedict XVI concluded his series of lessons on St. Augustine of Hippo. Emer McCarthy followed events here at the Vatican.
Inclement weather forced the audience indoors this week, with crowds of pilgrims and visitors divided between St. Peter's Basilica and the Paul VI Audience Hall. The Holy Father began by greeting those gathered in the Vatican Basilica.
Brothers and sisters, I am pleased to welcome also English-speaking visitors present here today. May your stay in Rome strengthen your faith and grant you courage to continue your Lenten journey in prayer, fasting, reconciliation, and compassion.
He then made his way to the adjoining audience hall, where he began the last of his reflections on the life and legacy of the great 4th century saint, with a discussion on the process of St. Augustine's interior conversion.
In reading his confessions, we see that his conversion was a lifelong journey marked by a passionate search for truth. Despite living an errant life as a young man, Augustine had learned from his mother a love for the name of Christ. Platonic philosophy led him to recognize the existence of logos, or creative reason in the universe, which he later came to understand more fully by reading St. Paul and finding faith in Christ. He completed his fundamental faith in his search for truth when he was baptized in Milan by St. Ambrose.
Pope Benedict XVI then moved on to the second stage of St. Augustine's conversion, which saw him return to Africa and found a small monastery with a group of friends dedicated to contemplation and study.
3 years later, he was ordained a priest and turned to the life of active ministry, placing the fruits of his study at the service of others through preaching and dialogue. The last stage was a conversion of such profound humility that he would daily ask God for pardon. He also demonstrated his humility in his intellectual endeavors, submitting all his works to a thorough critique. Augustine has had a profound effect on my own life and ministry.
Pope Benedict XVI said it was his hope that we all can learn from this great and humble convert who saw with such clarity that Christ is truth and love.
Upon all of you, I invoke God's abundant blessings of joy and peace.